It's the 35th anniversary tomorrow of the first lunar landing, and Kevin Shortsleeve has some reflections about that amazing event.
I have always felt lucky that I remember the first moon landing. At the time, I was only 3 1/2. I suppose that if I'd been born just a few months later, I could have missed the event entirely. It is my earliest memory. It may have been the excitement of my older siblings that cast such a strong impression upon me. I remember riding in the back seat of our big old station wagon. We'd been on vacation, and now we're rushing home to catch the events about to unfold on live television. Someone pointed out the window of the car. The moon could be seen through the branches that whizzed overhead. My older brothers nervously joked about getting a flat tire or running out of gas. Just before the broadcast, my father took me by the hand. He wanted to be certain I understood what was happening. He took me out on the front steps of our house and pointed to the moon. He told me men from the United States had landed there, and that it was the first time anyone had ever been there. Over the next 3 1/2 years, the Apollo missions continued. In all, 12 men walked on the moon. As a growing boy, I watched in fascination. I remember worrying for the astronauts. I worried that they would be cold, or that they wouldn't know the way back because space seemed so dark. I remember praying during those harrowing moments of re-entry. Events such as these have no small effect on the young mind. The Apollo astronauts were heroes of the highest degree and made millions of children want to become astronauts. I remember being particularly excited when they got the rover vehicle up there. I wanted to drive a space buggy on the moon. But there was more to the heroics of the story than the sheer daring of those men. There were other, no less compelling facts. That some 300,000 people worked for 8 years and built a 6-million-pound vehicle comprised of 3 million working parts. That this vehicle traveled at 25,000 miles per hour and safely carried men to the moon and back, so that, as then-President Nixon commented, the heavens have become a part of man's world. The magnitude of that endeavor, with its clear intent to achieve the impossible, left an indelible mark on the outlook of many young people all over the world. As President Kennedy said, "We choose to go to the moon not because it is easy, but because it is hard." We should look back and remember those missions with children today, so that they can see what is truly possible to achieve if we work together.